says, Ksava Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ksava Rabbi Eliezer, that Kol Acham Alois, Shiva Shaiser, that any time you finished the time of your Naziris, so that's all. It's not Shaiser anymore, the whole Naziris. It's only Shaiser Shiva. And why is it called the Yacham Alois? As we have before, so he said the two svaras. Either he holds a svar of Miksas Yom Kekulai, so a little bit of the 30th day in the morning is called like you finished the Naziris. Therefore, after that little bit is called Acham Alois, after you finished the Naziris. And therefore, so he says the Shiva. Or else we had the Gemara before, the other tzad was that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Papoda, that Stam Naziris is only 29 days. Therefore, the 30th day is called Acham Alois after you finish the Naziris. Therefore, it's only Saisa, like you have to wait 7 days until you become Tor, and then you can bring a Kabonis. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom? I want to be a Nazir for 30 days. V'nitma Yom Shloshim. Then the Mishnah says, if you become Tommy on the 30th day, here everybody agrees, Saisa Resakil, that you have to start over again, your Naziris. And the Gemara says, Loipolig Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer does not argue over here to say on the 30th day, Miksas Yom Kekulai. Why? Because since the person spoke out that I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, he spoke out 30, that means he wants to be a complete 30 days a Nazir. Therefore, if he became Tamei on the 30th day itself, that's called in the middle of the Naziris, and therefore everybody holds the Seisar as a Koyol. He has to start over again the Naziris. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Meyayim? I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. V'nitma yom meya. And he became Tomei, he touched the mace on the 100th day. Yom meya, he touched the mace. So l'ochre is Seisar Sakil. Again, according to Tanakama, since you are makabel upon yourself to be a Nazir for 100 days, so all 100 is part of the Naziris. Therefore, if you touch the mace on that day, you're Seisar Sakil. You have to start over again a new Naziris for a count again 100 days. After you become Tahor. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says no, and it's Seisar El Shleishim. It's only Seisar Shleishim, that's all. And what's the Hezber? The Kula Kedavina Bualiba the Bapoda Rev Masna. Says Berim the Hezber, and this is like we learned before in the first parak. Either it goes according to the Hezber and Rabbi Eliezer, either goes like Bapoda to say that Stam Naziris is 29 days. That's why the 30th day it's not Seisar Sakil. Or else it goes according to Rav Master that says, Miksas Hayom is Kekulai. There also, Yomei is also the same thing. That it became Tomei, that's Pshan Ereisha. But now that it became Tomei on the 100th day, the reason why it's Seisar Shloshim, that's a different Svara in Rav Lezer. Because even though you're Makabal 100 days, so you mean to be a Nazir completely for 100 days, so if you touch the mace on the 100th day, why isn't the Seisar Sakil? That we said before, Rabbi Eliezer holds Gzeiras HaKosev, that if you became Tomei on Yom Elois, on the last day of your Naziris, and your Naziris was longer than 30 days, like here it was 100, or even if it would be 50 or 40, to Gzeiras HaKosev then, that it's only Seisar Shloshim, that you have to start over again to count another 30 days, and not more. So that's Shan Rabbi Eliezer, the last halacha of 100 days is only Seisar Shloshim, because that's a special Gzeiras HaKosev. Then the Yom Melois itself, the Pasuk says, Zeus Teres HaNozir B'Yom Melois, is HaTeru Amro Nitma B'Yom Melois, Tein Loi Teres Nozir, V'Yafilu B'Naziris Meruba. We had a Gzeiras HaKosev before. That if you become Tomei on the last day of your Naziris, and this is a long Naziris that you accepted upon yourself, so that it's Seisar, it's only Seisar 30 days, and not more. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Kiddush. So to Mishnah Vayta. Mi Shen Nozir V'U B'Veis HaKvaros. Somebody was in the Beis HaKvaros, he was in the cemetery, and there he said he wants to be a Nazir, when he was in the Beis HaKvaros. Mi Shen Nozir V'U B'Veis HaKvaros. Afilu Hu Shom Ahoy Shom Lamejim. Even if he stays there in the Beis HaKvaros, he goes to sleep there. He sleeps there now for 130 days, is an Olim Lo Min HaMinyan. It doesn't help, it's not Olim Min HaMinyan. These 30 days that you're in the Beis HaKvaros, like in the Naziris doesn't start, it's not called the good Naziris. V'yena mevi korban tumah, You don't have to bring a korban tumah either, because we don't say real nazirah start. Close the man, you're in the base of kvaris, it doesn't help for you. So Rashi learns Pshat Mefarishes Kleima Ein Oilin Lakasha Teichal Lav Oysa Naziris Shekibol Kishenitma Vemevi Korban Tumah. There's Pasha Pshat, no Naziris is Chal at all upon you. That since you're in the basic forest right now, and so therefore you're not Tor, it can't start upon you Naziris Tyra, so Naziris never starts. So when do you have to bring Korban Tumah? If you at least for one day, we'll soon see, and we'll soon see, 1 or 2 days that you accepted upon yourself to be a Nazir, and you were Tahor, and then later you became Tomei, that's the locha that it's first you have to bring Korban Tumah. But over here it's right, the Nazirus never started. Since you're in the Basak Forest, when you first started off to say you want to be a Nazir, that means nothing. Therefore, Nazirus is not Chal. That's why it's called Vienna, maybe Korban Tumah. What about Yotza? He goes out of the Basak Forest. Then Venichna, then he goes back into the Basak Forest. Oyvim Lemon Aminyan. Then we say the days that he was outside, he started to count Naziris. Those few days started Naziris. And now if he went back in again, the Khuri says to them, or maybe Korban Tumah, and therefore that's like a regular Nazir that became Tomei, Allah Khuri, he has to bring Korban Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer, it depends. Loi Boi Bayoim, it does not mean the first day you accepted upon yourself to be a Nazir. A regular Nazir, you're outside the basic verse. You started off to be a good Nazir, Nazir Tor. And then the first day, if you touch the mace, the first day, Rav Lezer says, you don't have the locha to be seisah to bring a Korban Tumah. Rav Lezer holds, loy bay bayayim. The Torah is not talking about that the Nazir becomes Tumah his first day. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, v'hayomim harishonim yiplu. The Pasuk says that if a Nazir touches the mace, becomes Tumah, the first days that he already counted fall away. So it's Mashmi, you already counted a day already. Mashmi, you have to be on your second day of Naziris. Now, if you touch a mace, the Torah has this parsha that you have to throw away, fall away the first day, and you have to bring Korban Tumah and start over again. So, Blessed Dashan's this pasuk, it means, Achiyu lo yomim rishonim. You have to have at least one complete day that you kept to be a Nazir Tor, that you were a Nazir Tor for one day. Then the second day of Naziris, then if you touch your mace, that's the parasha of Tumas Naziris. Then when Nazir becomes Tummy then, Halacha is he's Slicer. He has to wait 7 days, become Tor. He has to bring Kabonis of Tumah, of Naziris Tumeya. He has to bring those Kabonis, and he has to bring those Kabonis, then he has to start over again. So Tois learns Shana Mishnah again. The Mishnah also says that if you makabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaros itself, it says Allah that even if you're there 30 days, Ein Oilam Loi, it doesn't help for you. So Tosi says this word that Ein Oilam Loi doesn't help for you is like Pshita, it really doesn't belong there. Because the Pshat is Naziris is not Chal at all. Because just found that it doesn't help for you, that's Pshita doesn't help for you. Like you're not better off than a person that was Namish Tor, he started his Naziris, and then he went into the basic verse. So now he's faced, he has to start over again. So Pshita, if you stay in the Beit HaKvaros for 30 days, those days don't help for you. That's Pshita. Let's look at the Torah. So he says, V'afilu ha'yishom lamed yoyim, oylem lo min aminyin, linyin demoyin of oylech, diyena may be korban tumah. Just means you don't have to bring a korban tumah. The rachmona miyatom mi korban, k'nefarsh b'gemara. Aval ho Pshita da yoyim einam oylem. That's Pshita. These days that you're in the Beit HaKvaros does not help for you. V'afilu mona b'tayra, even if you started to count them, you were Torah when you started to count. And then you became Tamei, so it's Soisiris Rishonim, it throws away the beginning. So Pshita, if you started off your Naziris in the Beis HaKvaros, that those first days does not help for Naziris. Ki Tamei Mikari, you Tamei at the beginning. So the Mishnah just means to say, the Chiddush is, that the Naziris is not Chal at all, that you do not have to bring a Korban Tumah. But only the Mishnah says, I'll tell you, Sosvaita, that Yost, if you go out of the Beis HaKvaros, then the Nichnas, then you come back in again, is Olam in a minion. First, the Gemara, Yost of Nichnas Visa, for Yishon of a Nichnas, by Bayoim Shetobo Bishri, Olam in a minion, then Yizek, Yishinit Masais Reis a minion, or Mishai of Korban Tumah. Again, it only means that if you come back in again now, when you're Tor, so it's considered like before that you started your Naziris, if you go back in into the Beis HaKvaros, Now you're becoming Tomei, your Nozir that's becoming Tomei. So it's Saisa the Rishonim. You have to start over again a new count. But our core point of it helps that you have to bring now a carbon tumma. Now the Gemara says like this. Itma, we learned like this. Misha Nozar Vuba Beisakforus. Somebody was starting off, he was in the Beisakforus, and in the Beisakforus itself, he was mekabel upon himself to be a Nozir. He said he wants to be a Nozir. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nizirus Chalolov. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, the Nizirus is chal upon you, even though you're in the Beis HaKvaros right now, your tummy right now, still Nizirus is chal starts. We'll soon see what that means. For Resh Lakish Omar Ein Nizirus Chalolov. Shlokish says, no, nothing doing, it's not chal at all. So Tosis learns that Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nizirus Chalolov L'chol Mili, a complete Nizirus. V'loike b'yoyde shama tuma, and you'll even get malchus when you're in the Beis HaKvaros now. Hemisva by lotus imenu. If they give you a warning, go out. Whereas the pshat is to get malchus, you have to do a maisi, you have to do an action. So bishleim, if you were outside the Beis HaKvaros, and now you walk inside, the action of walking inside, for that you'll get malchus. But over here, that you start off to be a nazir inside the Beis HaKvaros, l'chur, you're not doing any maisa. So he still says, no, you get malchus. If they warn you to leave, go out, and you don't listen, for not going out is called like a mice has been done. And therefore you get malchus. That's from John Rabbi Yechanan. And also, ukeshi toir ain't tzorach laslo kablo lov nziris. Later when you become tor, that you have to start over again, you don't need a new kabbalah. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, when you first said a reini nozir in the Beis HaKvaros, it's called the kabbalah's nziris. And now that you're Tomei, okay, you have to wait till you go out and become Tor and start over again. But you do not have to make a new Kabbalah later. This first Kabbalah that you said when you're in the Beis HaKvaros, that still helps. That's called a good Kabbalah. This is all Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakish says, no, nothing doing. Ain't Nazirus Chalolov, screw me for both of them. That you're not a Nazir at all, you don't get Malchus, and you don't have to be Mekabel upon yourself to be a Nazir later. It's like you said nothing. So go home and that's all. Rabbi Yechanan Norma Nizirus Chalolov Sova, what does Rabbi Yechanan say? Mitla Taldiya Vakaima. But the Nizirus is hanging, it's still around. True, when you're in the Beis HaKvaros, you can't have a real mitzvah of Nizirus because you're Tamei. But it's hanging, it's there. And Kivun de Mishkacha Taira Chayla. As soon as you go outside and become Tor, then automatically it's Chal upon you, the Chiv, to be a Nazir. Because really, you were Mekabal Nazirus. It's called a good Kabbalah. So Tzayis learns the Pshat that even though Lashon is Mitta Tole Vikoi, so really this would explain, not like Tzayis says, through this Mashma that right now nothing is Chal. It's like hanging on top of your head. And it's waiting for you to become Tor, and then it will be Chal. But Mashma, right now when you're Tomei, it's not Chal the Yisur Nazirus. Therefore, you should not get Malchus for not going out. But Toys says no, when we call Malkam nearly the Yosser. Toys learns no, the current of Rabbi Yechanan is taka chal upon you, the chiyuvim Niziris, that right now you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to take a haircut, and you have to take a go out of this basic forest. By you staying there, you'll get Malkus for that. That's from Rabbi Yechanan. Fresh lakas shamano, ein Niziris chalalov, no, nothing doing. Right now you're in the basic forest, nothing is chal. So Toys says, b'yoyde tomei achi tor. But according to Resh Lakish then, when you become Torah later, you'll have to accept upon yourself to be a Nazir again if you want to. Because this first Kabbalah means nothing. Resh Lakish Shama Yehain Naziris Chalolov. Ihodar V'yoma Chalolei. If you repeat later and accept upon yourself to be a Nazir, very good. V'ilaylai. But if you don't accept upon yourself later to be a Nazir, there'll be nothing. Eisvei Rev Yechon L'Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has a kash to Resh Lakish like this. Says now Mishnah, Mi she nozer buhu beveis akvaris, hafilu o yisham shloishim yoim, eim oilu min aminyin. It says if you accepted Naziris when you're in the Beis HaKvaros, so even if you stay there for 30 days, these 30 days don't help, these 30 days are not part of the count of your Naziris. Zvi'eina may be korban tumma. And who adin, you don't have to bring a korban tumma, because you never started to be a nozer tahor. To say that later when you become Tomei, then you have to bring the carbon. That's what our Mishnah says. So a person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros, he does not have to bring a carbon Tumah. So the Diyuk is, korban tumah hu deloy maisi. Mashma just that this person does not have to bring a korban tumah. That's all. Abhamecha chadalei. But the Nazirus is really here. And the Tosfos learns that it's mamash also for you to drink wine now. You have to get out of the Beis HaKvaros right now because you're a real Nazir. Just this din, that if a Nazir that becomes Tomei has to bring Kabbonis, that's only if you started out to be a Nazir Tahor. And then you became Tomei, you have to bring Kabbonis Tumah. But here that you started out to be a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros, even though the Nazirus is Chal in the Beis HaKvaros, but a korban you don't have to bring, that's all. But it's mashma like Reb Yechanan though, that the Nazirus is Chal. Malay, so Reish Lakish answers back, no. What the Mishnah means to say is, Einai b'toyres tumah, v'einai b'toyres korban. The Mishnah means to say like Reish Lakish, nothing at all took place. You're not in the parasha of tumah, you're not in the parasha of a korban, you know why? Because ein Nazirus chalolov. That since you accepted upon yourself Nazirus in the Beis HaKvaros, when you're tumah, nothing is chal at all. That's what the Mishnah means to say according to Reish Lakish. So therefore, they both learn the Mishnah their way. This thing where it says, Eisvei, I have another kasha. It says, Misha hoya tomei v'nozir, is also lagaleach v'lishtas yayin v'latame l'mesim. So somebody that was tomei, Misha hoya tomei, he was tomei, v'nozir, and then he became a nozir when he's tomei. So it says, also lagaleach, he's not allowed to take a haircut now. Mashma, the nazirus is chal upon him. V'lishtas yayin, he can't drink wine. V'latame l'mesim, he can't touch mesim either. And v'yim gilach, if he does take a haircut now, v'shos siyan, if he does drink wine, v'nitzma l'meisim, if he touches meisim right now, ha'reza seifek es aboyim, is that clearly he gets malchus. So who is smashma clearly, like Rabbi Yechanan, that even though here the person accepted Nazirus, when he was tamei, the Nazirus is chal upon him, midi yiraisa. And therefore mamash, he gets malchus for doing these yisurim now. So the question is, Iyamrit, much like this, Iyamrit, if you'll tell me bishleima, that chayla, like Rabbi Yechonon learns that Nazirus is chal, even though you tell me first, haynu time of the surface aboyim. This is the reason why you get malchus aboyim. El Iyamrit loy chayla, but if you're going to tell me no, the Nazirus is not chal at all, the way Reish Lakish learns, am I surface aboyim? How come it says here, if somebody's makabal Nazirus, when he's tamei, and then he drinks wine, or takes sick, or touches a mace, he gets malchus. According to Reish Lakish, there should be no malchus. Reish Lakish says the zeros are not chal at all. Alright, turn over. However, like we said before, the Reish Lakish says that his man is there, the ilm is not matped that much in these halachas, so we're not going to go through them too much. But people who have a daven, so the Gemara answers according to Reish